The courts are taking on the state Senate's audit of the 2020 election in Maricopa County after the Arizona Democratic Party and Maricopa County's Steve Gallardo filed a lawsuit on Friday. So far, the case has been proceeding in fits and starts. And with me to give a lay of the land on how this is all shaking out is Julia Shumway. She covers the state Senate for the Arizona Capital Times. Hi, Julia.
Hi, Steve.
So it's Mark, but
sorry.
That's okay. That's okay. People make that mistake frequently. We were supposed to have a hearing today, but that is not happening. The judge had to recuse himself from this case. So where are we right now?
So right now, we're still waiting to see who the next judge selected will be. If that judge has the ability to run this hearing at 11 a.m. today, or if we might be waiting a few more days to find out what comes next in this case.
So before he realized he had to recuse himself, Judge Corey asked the parties to come up with some documentation, with some procedures and things for that hearing that was supposed to happen today. What did he ask?
So he asked first that the Cyber Ninjas, who are the team doing this audit, come up with a list of the procedures that they're following to make sure that they're complying with state laws. That was a serious concern brought up by the Democratic Party in this lawsuit, is that we have a number of laws and procedures in place for your county when it's counting ballots to ensure that we maintain the integrity of the election, that your ballot stays secret. And they weren't sure that Cyber Ninjas were following these. So he asked for all of their paperwork. They're trying to submit that under seal, which would mean that if a judge approves that request, you and me and all your listeners would not get to find out what their procedures are and whether they're actually keeping this safe. He also asked for some documents, just briefings and a few arguments that the Senate's attorneys made, saying that the Democratic Party doesn't have standing to bring this case, and also that even if they had standing, they couldn't sue because lawmakers have legislative immunity, which essentially means they can't be brought to court during a legislative session.
Why did Cyber Ninjas want to keep its documentation under seal? Like, why don't they want to let people see it?
They're arguing that this would reveal aspects of their proprietary technology that they're using, and that therefore we shouldn't be able to see what they're doing.
Now, meanwhile, the audit is continuing at the Coliseum on the state fairgrounds. They had a day off yesterday. Sundays are our days off for the audit. Do we have a sense of how it's going so far?
Not really. So one thing that this court case has completely disrupted the planned daily media briefings that we are supposed to receive from former Secretary of State Ken Bennett. He's announced that he's not going to do any of those while the legal proceedings are ongoing. So we can't send reporters down there to ask questions. We can't have people in the room watching. There's one reporter who was able to go in on Friday, but no one else has been in yet. So basically, we can all tune in and watch a live stream with no audio that just shows you people moving around papers on the floor of the Coliseum. But it's not clear how things are going down there.
Well, and, you know, I tuned into the live stream a little bit, and I have to say, I will admit that I don't have a massive monitor that I'm watching on, but it was really hard to make out what was actually happening. And like, even like, they kind of looked like ants, you know, like when you're on an airplane looking at what's on the ground.
Yeah. And some of those far off views are in part because a judge previously ruled that the cameras can't be close enough that you could actually see ballots. And so they've taken this to the extent of basically making the people counting them look like ants when we're trying to watch what they're doing. So it's the live stream exists. It's not all that informative.
All right. We'll keep an eye on what's going on. That is Julia Shumway. She covers the state Senate for the Arizona Capital Times. Thanks, Julia.
Thank you.